I'm stepping into my closet, aka my recording studio. But I'm not here for the usual reasons.
High school photos.
I'm driven by obligations, specifically organizing boxes of stuff that I've accumulated over the past several years. As I peel back the corner to one box, I know immediately why it's so heavy.
More goals. I think these are more goals. Oh my god.
Paper napkins and scribbled notes stuffed in between journal pages surprisingly adds a lot of weight to a box, if you have a lot of journals. And I have a lot of journals. I pick up this one. It's teal and bulging on all sides. In between the pages are photos that I took for a newspaper once upon a time. I'm brought back to the summer I spent in Minneapolis, back when I never left the house without my camera swinging at my side. As I flip through, I completely forget about organizing boxes. I can feel these photos pulling me into a rabbit hole. One stops me in my tracks. It's of an older man on a sailboat. He's wearing a big hat, his weathered face peering up at the sky. It's Warner. During that summer in Minneapolis, my life slowly started tilting toward the life that I have now. And Warner had a lot to do with it. But I didn't know it at the time. You're listening to Millennial, a podcast about coming of age and maneuvering your 20s. Time capsules, they come in so many forms. And when you stumble upon them, you're taken back to a world of a former self. This episode is about making a new life and letting go of an old one.
And this is quite possibly the song of the summer.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you as it fell, and now you're in my...
It's summer of 2012. Obama just announced plans to move forward with the DREAM Act. Call Me Maybe is still on repeat and still catchy. And TV networks all across the world are preparing to cover the Summer Olympics in London. I'm 21. I don't have an iPhone yet. Ben and I have just started dating seriously, but neither of us has said I love you. And I'm living in Minneapolis, taking pictures for the Star Tribune, on the fast track to becoming a photojournalist. I'm a little more naive, a little more optimistic, and clear about where I want to go. But this is the summer when I start binge listening to storytelling podcasts like Radiolab, and when I start dreaming about side projects that have nothing to do with my camera. I don't realize it yet, but I'm falling in love with another medium.
Are you uncomfortable?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
And that's when I meet Warner. I was taking a photo for an article, and my editors wanted a picture of lake culture. I found Warner giving free sailboat rides, jumped in, and took his photo. The paper published Warner's face, but it didn't really mention him. It didn't talk about how he's known around the lake as this joyful man who gives free sailboat rides, and how he's built a community through his kindness. I found myself wanting to tell the story the newspaper didn't have time to tell. So I start showing up every weekend to visit Warner on the dock.
Yes.
So, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself.
Then one day, I come with a recorder. We're sitting cross-legged on the grass in between the lake and a busy bike path.
There we go.
At the time, I didn't know when you're recording a conversation, you don't want any background noise, because motorcycles passing by may interrupt a tender thought.
Why do you emphasize childhood so much?
You can't hear me because I don't know I should be moving the microphone back and forth between our faces. Yep, I'm a newbie. My first question, why do you always talk about childhood? On these sailboat rides, I've noticed it on multiple occasions. I'm not prepared for what comes next.
It's a long story, maybe, for me. I had a wonderful childhood growing up with mom and grandpa and my sister and all the animals on the farm in East Prussia. And then, one evening, the Russian soldiers were advancing and the shooting was so intense. There were animals and people crying, and that pretty much was the end of my childhood.
I can hear my voice getting softer. I want to be polite, but I have so many questions. This isn't the Warner I know, the one who gives free sailboat rides to strangers and always looks so happy. I wonder how a 72-year-old man who's witnessed World War II as a child can be the same person who sings while he's sailing.
I have some memories. We're getting sick. Months later, my sister got sick with tuberculosis. I got sick with typhoid. And my mom couldn't take care of me anymore. She got permission to take me to a hospital. The doctor looked at me and he said, "No, I'm sorry. He's too far gone." But my mom, she thought really quick. On the way out, she turned me over to a nurse and quickly ran away. My mom did. Now they had to treat me. They treated me for my typhoid, the doctor and the nurses. But nobody treated me for my pain being separated from my mom. I can only guess that she knew that she couldn't take care of me, and that they wouldn't just let me die.
He didn't know if he'd ever see his mother again, but after 3 or 4 months, she came back for him.
I have no memories of her coming and running into her arms. I had shut down as a child. I stuffed my feelings, the pain.
He lived in the refugee camp for 10 years, and then he left, moved to a neighboring village to find work and start over. From there, he stretched his arms out even further and made his way to America.
I had $100 in my pocket. I got a ride into New York City, and I was lucky. That month, the German quota to immigrate this country was open. I did not have to go back to Germany to apply for immigration. I could do it right in New York City. And the officer that interviewed me asked me why I wanted to stay in America, and I said, "I like it here." And he said, "That's good enough for me." Stamped my passport, scribbled something in there. And then I could stay and find a job.
As he's telling me this, I can almost feel his path twisting and turning toward mine, toward this moment on the bank of Lake Calhoun.
Did you feel like when you left Germany that you were escaping something?
Yes. Yes, indeed. And I didn't know it until much later.
While he was living in New York City, he met a woman. A year later, they married. Warner went back to school to study more English. Then he became an engineer, had 2 kids. And then, when he was about 50, his wife approached him.
One morning she came and she said, "Warner, I've already rented a place in the city, and I have been staying there during the day. But tonight I won't be coming home." And I said, okay. And I watched her walk out the door, and I looked through the window, and it was like she was so light-footed, so light, it was like setting a bird free to fly. But then it hit me. It's almost like the pain as a 5-year-old that happened to me came back real hard.
How did you get out of it?
Well, first it was professional help, and then it was bicycling a lot. And one day, I remembered that I have a canoe and an old sunfish sail. And I put those two together and I came to the lake. I really woke up. I was on the way of waking up, but I was in between waking up and being awake. And since then, it's like the depression has lifted.
I lean forward and tell him someone really close to me is suffering from depression.
It's hard. Because you don't know what to do. You know?
But you want them to be victorious.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
I've forgotten entirely that we're recording. I feel like I'm talking to a friend. There's an intimacy and a level of openness between Warner and I that I could never capture in a photo.
That's why it's so nice.
Yes, yes.
And to see you helping.
Yes,
people.
Yes, yes.
People need that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how do we maintain that? Huh? I don't know. Right? Every single day.
Yes. I think it's an encounter like this.
How do you teach people, you know, to do this, or to care?
The teacher arrives when the student is ready.
I don't know what this really means. The teacher arrives when the student is ready. After Warner and I have this conversation, I return to the place where I'm staying in Minneapolis and save it to my computer. The next day, I grab my camera and go back to taking pictures. When I graduate from college, I pull out the conversation I had with Warner and make my first radio story. But then I don't tell anyone. This story has been sitting on a website, unannounced, for the past 2 years. When I come across his photo in one of my boxes, I see a man standing in a sailboat with a big hat and a look of contentment on his face. Sometimes when you come across a time capsule, it makes you see events from your past with clarity. I realized then that our conversation by the lake was the beginning for me. I want to thank him, tell him how I'm doing, tell him about Millennial, tell him that our conversation was my first step away from photojournalism and a step toward what I would become.
Please leave your message.
Hi, I'm leaving a message for Warner. Warner, this is Megan Tan. I don't know if you remember me. I was a photographer maybe 4 years ago at the Star Tribune.
But he doesn't pick up, and he doesn't call me back. Maybe he meant to. Maybe he got busy or forgot. Or maybe I'm just one of hundreds of people who have stepped onto a sailboat and heard his stories. Maybe I'm one of his many students. I imagine he's on his boat somewhere, soaking up the sun.
Can you do it again? Ich war im Osten.
Ich war im Osten.
Ich war im Westen.
Ich war im Westen.
Doch in der Heimat.
Doch in der Heimat.
Da ist am besten.
Da ist am besten.
Rumpfert unser Schiff in den Hafen wieder ein. Ahoi!
Ahoi! Alright.
If you ever see him, please tell him I said thank you. Devin Taylor edited this episode, and you heard the voice of Warner Maybaum. Speaking of thank yous, I'd like to say thank you to everyone who participated in our survey. It helps a lot, and I really appreciate it. To keep tabs on Millennial, follow us on Twitter at MillennialPDCST, like podcast but without the vowels, and like us on Facebook. Also, if you want to know what I'm doing when I'm not making Millennial, follow me on Instagram at Millennial Podcast. If you would like to support the show, become a sponsor. Email sponsor at radiotopia.fm. Millennial is a proud member of PRX and Radiotopia. I'm Megan Tan, and thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.